Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And joining us remotely, we have the Director of Marketing from Felician Village, Barb Fricke. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Just hanging in there, and that just seems good enough these days, doesn't it?
I agree.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about Felician Village and the rich, long history serving here in Manitowoc County. Can you tell us more about how things really got started at Felician Village?
Sure, and you're right, Jim. We do have a long history, and the amazing thing is we've been in this same location in the same city block since 1877 when we first started, which is really unusual for a business also. But St. Mary's was founded in 1877 when Father Luzicki, who was the pastor of St. Mary's Parish, was concerned about the poor living conditions and neglect of sick, orphans, and aged in his parish. So he requested that several Felician sisters come with him, or come to Manitowoc, and help him with his work with the people of Manitowoc. So on August 27th, 1877, three Felician sisters arrived in Manitowoc. At first, they lived in a two-story house with six orphaned boys and one elderly man. And then as the number of aged and orphans increased, a second house was rented. And then, as I had mentioned previously, in the same location as today's Felician Village, there's approximately 23 acres, and construction of a larger home was begun in April of 1888. That structure was completed and occupied in December of 1888 and was given the name of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, Home for the Aged, Crippled, and Orphans, and could accommodate 60 residents who were crippled, sick, aged, and orphaned. So then, over the years, along with food donations from Manitowoc citizens, the sisters and residents planted and cared for the gardens and also had farm animals, and that provided their food for these residents. The city of Manitowoc, along with some private donations, were very generous to St. Mary's Home over the years and helped provide a sewer system, a new heating system, and electricity for the home. Over the 47 years the home provided services to orphan boys, a total of 633 boys received care by the Felician sisters. And the number of Felician sisters obviously increased as the number of residents also increased. The orphanage itself closed in 1934, but the care for the elderly continues to this day. And then over the years, there have been many construction projects, as you can imagine. Additions were built to buildings. New buildings were built. And what was interesting is at one time, the building housed over 256 residents and religious. And it included amenities such as a miniature golf course, a swimming pool, a bowling alley, and other amenities. So today, St. Mary's Home, which we've shortened that long name down to just St. Mary's at Felician Village, St. Mary's itself is licensed through the state of Wisconsin for 84 beds, with 20 short-term rehab beds and then 64 long-term care resident rooms.
You know, Barb, looking back at 1877 with all this started, and if Father Luzicki could see today and the Felician sisters could see what is Felician Village today, I think they would be very proud and very proud of not only the campus but the work that continues.
That is so true. It is truly amazing that over all of these years, our mission has stayed, our ability to provide care to those who need it has stayed paramount in our minds, and of course, just somewhat a business to stay in business since 1877. That in itself is a miracle.
Great history about Felician Village. Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.